Hello, my name is Joshua, and I am conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and I would like to get your opinions on some issues of the day. In Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods.
Wait a moment.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, yeah. I'm here.
Yeah, are you... Can I speak now? Because you said hello twice, like, can I speak? Hello, my name is Joshua, and I am conducting a survey for researchers. A conversation, you know how to speak? A, B, one speaks first, the other one speaks then. That's what I mean. My name is Joshua, and I am conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and I would like to get your opinions on some issues of the day. In Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. This survey will take a few minutes to complete and asks about some sensitive topics. In appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card. If you complete the survey, you will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. We are going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answer to questions are anonymous. Do you currently live in Boston? Yes or no?
What? Can you repeat that?
Yes. Do you currently live in Boston?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is the zip code of your primary residence? Is it 02115?
05, yes.
Excellent. Thank you. What would you say is your gender? Male? Female?
Male.
Or something else? Male, right? Thank you. How old are you, please?
86.
86? Thank you so very much. I appreciate that, sir. What would you say is your ethnic or racial background? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Asian, American Indian, Alaska Native, Native Hawaiian, Other Pacific Islander, Hispanic Latino, Middle Eastern North African, two or more races?
Chinese American.
Chinese American. Oh, okay, so you're Asian, right? Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yes,
right.
And what is the highest level of education you have completed? Did not complete high school diploma, attended college but did not complete, trade, technical.
I'm graduated from high school.
High school diploma, GED. Okay, thank you. Right. The next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Thank you. In general, would you say your mental health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Thank you, sir. Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Never? About once per week? A few times a week? Or every day?
I have good sleeping every day.
So you never had trouble falling asleep, right? Okay, thank you.
That's right.
Thank you, sir. Your opinion is important. How often did you wake up during the sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Never? About once per week? Few times a week? Or every day?
Is this question? I don't understand. Can you
the question,
repeat
yes.
that?
Is how often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep?
Oh, okay, not easy to sleeping.
Yeah, when you wake up suddenly, and then you just have difficulty.
No, I, any day.
Never?
I sleep, never. I'm sleeping
okay, thank
good.
You. Thank you. How often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued?
I don't know what's all, what is the feat.
Exhausted, like if you were feeling tired, how often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Never?
No, not,
about once per week?
I'm healthy.
Healthy, never, right? Thank you. Okay, never. Sir, the next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Not being able to control worrying? Not at all, some days?
I don't
more
know.
Than half a day? Or nearly? How often have you not been able to control feeling worried, sir? Not at all?
The question I don't understand. My English is not so good.
No worries, sir. How often have you feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
No. I'm happy.
Not at all?
I'm happy every day.
Excellent. So you don't feel down, depressed, or hopeless? Not at all, right? Thank you. The next one is having little interest or pleasure in doing things. Not at all?
No, at all.
Some days? Not at all, right?
No, yes.
Feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge? Not at all. Some days? More than half a day? Not at all, right?
Not at all. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And now I'd like to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? Simply respond yes or no. Overweight or obesity? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. High blood pressure?
Yes.
You know? Yes, okay. Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease? Yes or no?
What is it?
Heart attack.
Heart attack?
Heart. Yeah, have you ever been told by a healthcare professional, by a doctor, that you have heart attack, angina, or coron?
No,
right? Okay, thank you.
No heart problem.
Okay. Thank you. How about an emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or the like? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. A substance use disorder? Yes or no?
What use of what?
Substance use disorder. A substance use disorder? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And diabetes? Yes or no?
Diabetes. No.
No, right? Thank you very much. Here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think is that your neighbors would act if serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times. How likely is it that your neighbors would come together to do something about it? Would you say very unlikely, somewhat unlikely, somewhat likely, or very likely? Very likely or somewhat likely?
we live in a senior house. The person.
Oh yeah, it's very likely, right? Okay, thank you. I understand, sir. Okay, have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
What? Can you repeat that?
Yes. Have there been social get-togethers, like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
We live in a senior house, so sometimes we meet together.
Okay, no, but what about outside, like block parties on the street? Yes or no?
I don't know this question.
Okay, no worries, sir. Thank you so much. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Would you say yes or no?
Can you repeat that?
Yes. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community?
No.
Would you say yes or no? No, right?
No,
thank you.
No.
And now...
We live here very happy.
Thank you, sir. And that is important, your opinion, okay? Now, I would like to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. The quotes would go as follows. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all. Do you agree or disagree?
My English is not so good. Can you speak?
No worries. I can repeat it. Yes, no worries. I can understand everything. I said where my racial group is concerned, in this case, where people from Asia, like you, your racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all. Do you agree or disagree?
I think we living the senior house is very happy.
Would you say agree or disagree in that case?
What case?
In the case that I read, do you disagree with that comment or do you agree?
We are senior person. We're living here happy, very happy.
Okay, so I would assume that you disagree, right? Do you strongly disagree or do you somewhat disagree?
No disagreed. We like the house. We like the neighbor.
No worries then, sir. Okay. The next quote is, in most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree or agree? For what?
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
About what?
About in most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
I'm sorry, my English is no good, but I living here is happy.
No, but this is, no worries, sir. It's just agree or disagree, the options. That's what you have to answer to.
Agree to.
In most courts, to this that I'm reading, listen to me, please. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge. Do you strongly disagree or do you strongly agree with that comment?
I don't know. My English is not so good. But I live in...
All right. The next one would be law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of my people of my racial group seriously. Strongly agree or disagree?
I don't know. I just tell you. I live here...
Sir, I understand where you live. I understand that. But the question is not about that. The question is about law enforcement. As I mentioned from the beginning, it's more related to the police and the laws. Correct. So that's why I'm asking you. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously. Do you agree or disagree with that quote, sir?
I don't understand, but I think, I just know, our living here is very happy.
Let me repeat it again, sir. Let me repeat it again. Yeah, let me repeat. That's actually not the way that we are doing it. It's not this way.
Oh.
Listen to the question, sir.
Okay.
Law enforcement officers. You know what a law enforcement officer is?
No, I don't know. Law enforcement.
It's a cop. It's a policeman.
Policeman.
Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't understand. I just this means.
Do you agree or disagree? Do you understand that?
No.
Do you agree or disagree? You said I don't understand. That's
I don't understand.
Do and don't question.
So the same
question is the one that I am asking you. Do you agree or do you disagree?
About what?
What is your option? Agree or disagree?
For what?
For what I read. For what I've been explaining to you. About law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously. Agree or disagree?
We live in senior house. The senior house.
Do you agree or disagree with that quote, sir, independently of where you live? In the senior house?
Yes. We live in senior
house.
Yes,
what? No, agree or disagree. Two options only. Agree or disagree?
I am agreed.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I don't know what is your question, but
no worries. Let's move on to the next one. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt. Do you agree or disagree?
My English is not so good, but I live in the senior house. Everyone is very kind.
Do you agree or disagree, sir?
Agree. I agree.
You strongly agree or somewhat disagree?
I don't understand what means that.
Strongly agree or somewhat disagree? You just said I agree. Do
agree
you
for
strongly?
For
the comments that I'm reading, are you paying attention to me, sir?
Agree or disagree for what?
For during encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt. Agree or disagree?
Someone hurt? I don't understand. What do you say? Sorry.
You don't understand what I say, really. Okay,
the next one is
law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind. Strongly agree, disagree?
We live in the senior house.
No worries about where you live, sir. Listen to the question. The answer is agree or disagree. Don't say about your senior house anymore. Because I already understood that you live at a senior house.
I think the seniors...
No, listen, sir.
So,
law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind. Agree or disagree. Say one.
What?
Say agree or say disagree.
Agree.
Say agree or say disagree.
For what?
For what I read right now. Law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind. Agree or disagree?
I think
Agree or disagree?
The office.
Agree or disagree?
I don't know.
Agree or disagree? Those are the only questions. Those are the only options. There is no other open options. Agree or disagree?
Agree for what?
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
What? Agree. Agree for what?
Strongly agree. Thank you, right? Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals. Agree or disagree?
My office,
What is the option? Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group, treat Asians, like animals. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know. I don't know what question, so I cannot...
The question is the one that I'm reading. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
Animals.
Do you agree or disagree?
What it means, animals.
Animals. Like dogs, cats, rats, mice.
Oh,
horses, not human, animals.
Okay.
Do you agree or disagree with that?
Agreed. I am agreed.
Okay.
Agree
or strongly agree? Sir, one moment. Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I don't know how to spare.
You just said agree. Select the option. Somewhat or strongly agree?
I don't know what this.
Next question is, no, we've had to continue, sir, sorry. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system. Agree or disagree?
Agree for what?
Are you going to ask me that question every time that I say a quote, sir? About what I just read. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system. Do you agree or disagree?
My English no good, sorry.
The next question is, people of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of the other groups. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree? Strongly or somewhat. You already said agree. Strongly or somewhat?
I live in the city.
Strongly
house.
Or somewhat? Strongly
can
or somewhat?
Can you listen
to
me?
No, sir, the question has already been asked. Do you strongly agree or do you somewhat agree? Do you understand those words? Strongly, somewhat. Say one of those.
I don't know what question you need.
You just said agree. So people of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers? Agree or disagree?
Thank
you so much. Let's go ahead and proceed with the next one. You can answer this question yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
That's good.
Yes or no?
What's a yes or what's a no?
To what I just read, have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members, yes or no?
We leave.
Yes, sir. Yes or no? No, I cannot because you're not listening to me. You don't have to answer with the same question. Select yes or no. Yes or no. Do you understand yes? Do you understand no? You don't understand the words yes or no?
Yes for what?
You don't understand the word yes or no?
Yes
or no?
For what?
So what do you say, yes or no?
I first things I
Yes or no, sir?
What's your question?
To what I just asked, I read it twice. I read it twice. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members, yes or no?
Pobre hijo de puta, mierda. Pero se llevó una buena puteada, mierdero.
What a stupid motherfucker. It was a prank, old brother.